mean? So I work out in the mountains, in the Smoky Mountains down south sometimes, man, down in Tennessee and North Carolina. And down there, man, you know, you go up on the mountains and they give you these tools. You go up for like a week at a time and you maintain the trail. They give you some sling blades like my man Billy Bob. You know, they give you some psychedelic fire axes and shit. Crush up some rocks and stuff, man. They give you, you shave the pubes off the side of the trail, you know what I'm saying? And I used to be this guy named Handjob Hiroshima who was up there, dude. And he would Hiroshima the trail. He would bomb it out with his fire rate, man. Make it look like it was a battlefield post-Hiroshima. And I'm just like, damn, son. I made him stop. You know, I was like, dude, quit shaving the pubes that hard, dude. You gotta lightly shave, man. You know, keep the ferns, man. They look beautiful, dog. Come on, man. Don't Hiroshima Handjob that joint, man. Come on, what are you doing? And so anyways, you know, we're chilling, and all of a sudden there's this gangster named Rotten Jim Cotton chilling. And this bad boy's a backyard wrestler. You know, I don't know if they got this shit up in Toronto. They probably do some backyard wrestling. But down south and shit, they some crazy-ass backyard wrestlers, dude. There's homies that just pound a 30-rack of beer, dude. They chug 30 beers, and they get up, and they jump in the barbed wire and the mud, and they fucking bleed, and then tackling people and smashing people's faces and stuff. They're crazy-ass dudes. And this guy, he also, for a part-time job, he breaks people's legs. That if you owe money to a certain pimp somewhere between Tampa, Florida and Austin, Texas, around the Holy Panhandle there, where the Creole Mafia holds court, you fucking cruising through there, you might get your legs broken by Rotten Jim Cotton. He comes up to your crib, he's a friendly man, he'll just break your legs and cruise out, right? But so, you know, we're chilling. He's addicted to roids. He loves the steroids. He thinks they're a recreational drug, though. He thinks they get you, like, hydrated, you know what I'm saying? He's like, you gotta do some roids with me, man. He's saying this to me. I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. I don't want, you know, I don't want to grow huge boobs, man. I don't want my testes to shrink and, you know, disappear, man. He's like, no, it's not like that. Let me tell you about the roids. They're fucking awesome, man. They make you feel fucking pumped up. Somebody cuts you off in city traffic in Toronto. You fucking grab them out of their car and smash their face in. I said, damn, that sounds not like something I want to do. I don't want to smash nobody's face in downtown Toronto. And he's like, okay. He started slipping in subliminal roid messages to me. I'm like, Ryan Jim Cotton, what you eating over there? Macaroni and cheese. I'm like, damn, son. What kind of poutine is that?
The roids. Roids on top. It's curds and roids.
And I'm like, damn, son. And I'm like, dude, I just don't want to do the steroids, man.
He's like, dude, I got the snortables. I got the injectables, man. You want to bang it? I got the motherfucking anal insertables, man.
I said, I don't want that.
He said, I got the ones, the eye drops, mixed with LSD, make you trip.
I said, I don't want that, boy. What the fuck? You're trying to give me these steroids. Next thing you know, we're up on the mountaintop.
And he goes, I'm fucked, man.
I said, why is that?
He goes, well, it's about to rainstorm.
We're at 6,000 feet, you know, high up.
I forgot my tent.
He said, damn, son. So I went down the mountain, 20-mile round trip, got a pimp tent for him, picked up some moonshine, saw some spiritual black bears on the way up, man, some teenage gangsters. And I was like, what up, man? They were, like, chilling with these, you know, and they cruised out. And I'm walking up the mountain some more, and I get up to Rotten Jim Cotton, and I'm like, here's your tent, dog. I got some moonshine. We about to party down. I brought some candy bars. We about to get real, man.
And he's like, I'm fucked.
I'm like, what's it this time? He goes,
my toes. They got gangrene.
I said, damn, son, how did that happen? I said, let me see. He takes off his shoes, man. His toes is black and green. And the nails done popped off. And it ain't popping off like Toronto or June Records, man. It's popping off like they rotted and popped off. And I said, damn, son, that's popping off in a bad way. And we're chilling, man. I'm like, dude, I did a gangster move, though. I cut off the toes of his shoes, the fronts of his shoes, so his toes could breathe, man, like my man little Howlin' Wolf does, man. We're chilling with these, and you know he's fucking reading psychedelic novels and chain-smoking Bugler cigarachis, man. And, you know, he's trying not to eat. He thinks if you don't eat, your body heals quicker. So he sat in this dark mountain holler, chain-smoking Bugler cigarachis and not eating anything and flipping his lid, kind of having a mental breakdown. Next thing you know, we're back at the base camp. And he motherfucking taught me to play Texas Hold'em poker. And I beat him, beginner's luck style, and he tried to smash my face in. I said, don't smash it in. I said, I got a deal, man. Let's go outside. I got a 30 rack of motherfucking PBRs out in the lot. Let's go out in the driveway and just shotgun those bad boys, man. You know, two dudes, 30 beers, 15 apiece, shotgun, you know, within like a 2 hour period. We both blacked out. I woke up the next morning. I was in my room. I felt like I'd been run over by a pimp truck or something like that. I'm like, oh, man. In the room comes Rotten Jim Cotton. Hey! I'm like, oh, no, man. What's going on?
I got a present for you.
I'm like, okay, man. What is it?
A spiritual Richard Bachman novel.
And he tossed me the Richard Bachman novel, dog, and we cruised out, man. That's what this song's about, man.